Good morning. It's April 17th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a striking showcase of cross-media synergy, Amazon Prime Studios' Fallout series has not just captured the imagination of its viewers, but has also catapulted the Fallout gaming series to new heights of popularity and financial success. Since the show's launch, the Fallout franchise has seen its daily revenue quadruple and its downloads more than double, a testament to the show's impact on the gaming world. The surge in popularity is not limited to financials alone. On Steam, concurrent players for key titles such as Fallout 4, Fallout New Vegas, and Fallout 76 have more than doubled, indicating a significant boost in player engagement across the board. This resurgence of interest is further amplified by the integration of characters from the Fallout series into Bethesda's Fallout Shelter game. Characters like Lucy, Maximus, and the Ghoul have been added, each with their unique special stats, sparking lively discussions among fans regarding the accuracy and implications of these stats. The overwhelming success of the Fallout series has opened up discussions for a second season, with potential storylines, locations, and iconic creatures from the Fallout lore under consideration. This development points to the show's continued ability to captivate fans and expand its narrative universe, while simultaneously breathing new life into the gaming series. The Fallout series, alongside its gaming counterparts, is experiencing a renaissance, attracting new fans and providing a deeply immersive experience that re-engages long-term followers of the franchise with its unique post-apocalyptic themes and extensive modding capabilities. When Hannah Waddingham stepped onto the 2024 Olivier Awards red carpet, she was ready to make more than just a fashion statement. Dressed in a stunning, one-shouldered lavender gown and set to showcase her vocal talents, the Ted Lasso star found herself in a moment that would spark a broader conversation about respect and gender equality within the entertainment industry. Waddingham, known for her Emmy-winning role in Ted Lasso, attended the prestigious event not only to perform, but also to host. Her evening took an unexpected turn when she confronted a paparazzi who made a sexist comment towards her. Without hesitation, she firmly called out the inappropriate behavior, demanding respect and warning against such disrespect. This encounter, captured on video, has since reignited discussions on sexism, highlighting the ongoing struggle for gender equality in the entertainment sphere. Despite the confrontation, Waddingham continued her duties with professionalism, unfazed as she hosted the ceremony. The event, held at the Royal Albert Hall, was a significant night for the industry, with Sunset Boulevard taking home 7 Olivier Awards, tying for a joint record number of wins. Waddingham's assertive response to the paparazzi has drawn widespread support from fans and fellow industry professionals alike, showcasing her unwavering stance against disrespectful behavior. Throughout the year, Waddingham's contributions to the arts have been recognized with several Olivier nominations, alongside her Emmy win for Ted Lasso. Her actions at the awards ceremony underscore a pivotal moment in the ongoing dialogue about sexism in entertainment, demonstrating the importance of standing up for respect and equality. In a bold move that bridges classic literature with modern sensibilities, Broadway News has unveiled plans for a new production of Romeo plus Juliet, set to captivate audiences in autumn 2024. This isn't just any adaptation, it's a musical that promises to breathe new life into Shakespeare's timeless tale of love and conflict, featuring Rachel Zegler and Kit Connor in their Broadway debuts as the star-crossed lovers Juliet Capulet and Romeo. The production stands out with its contemporary twist, boasting music by the acclaimed Jack Antonoff and choreography by the innovative Sonia Taya. This collaboration signals a fresh and socially relevant interpretation of the narrative, aiming to resonate with today's audiences. Fans of the classic story and modern theater alike can mark their calendars for May 2024, when early access to tickets becomes available. Rachel Zegler, known for her roles in West Side Story and Shazam, Fury of the Gods, and soon to be seen in Disney's Snow White, brings her rising star power to the role of Juliet. Kit Connor, celebrated for his role in Heartstopper and the anticipated film The Wild Robot, will take on the role of Romeo. Together, they embody the youthful passion and hope at the heart of the story, while also confronting the anger and frustration felt by young people about the world they're inheriting. The production aims to celebrate youth and hope against the backdrop of societal conflict, offering a poignant commentary on the challenges faced by younger generations. As details about the theater, specific dates, design team, and additional casting are still to be announced, the anticipation for this innovative take on Romeo plus Juliet only continues to grow. In a sobering reminder of the paramount importance of safety protocols on film sets, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the armorer for the film Rust, has been sentenced to 18 months in prison for the involuntary manslaughter of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. This tragic event unfolded when actor Alec Baldwin, during a scene, handled a gun that unexpectedly discharged a live round. Gutierrez-Reed was found guilty of neglecting firearm safety protocols and introducing live ammunition to the set, actions that starkly contravened industry standards. The judge, in delivering the sentence, highlighted Gutierrez's apparent lack of genuine remorse and classified her actions as a serious violent offense. Despite the sentencing, Gutierrez-Reed is gearing up to challenge the decision, with plans to appeal her sentence. Additionally, she is bracing for another legal battle with an outstanding felony charge looming over her. In the wake of this incident, Alec Baldwin, who was directly involved in the unfortunate event, is preparing for his trial set for July 10th. His defense team is actively seeking to have the indictment against him dismissed, adding another layer of complexity to this legal saga. The ramifications of this incident have echoed far beyond the courtroom, propelling the film industry to adopt more stringent safety measures and protocols regarding the use of firearms on set. The tragedy has not only reignited concerns about on-set firearm safety, but has also led to increased awareness and scrutiny, ensuring that such a grievous oversight is not repeated. The incident on the set of Rust serves as a grim reminder of the consequences of disregarding safety protocols, prompting a reevaluation of practices to safeguard all involved in the creative process. In a bold move that could redefine how we watch streaming content, Disney Plus is gearing up to blend the old with the new by introducing ad-supported channels within its app. This initiative mirrors a growing trend in the streaming industry, where the lines between digital streaming and traditional TV viewing experiences are increasingly blurring. Disney Plus's plan involves launching channels that will feature pre-programmed content interspersed with commercials. This approach is not entirely new, as it closely follows the footsteps of NBC Universal's Peacock, which already offers more than 50 live channels to its viewers. The strategy behind this move is multifaceted. Disney aims to not only attract more advertising dollars, but also to increase the revenue generated from each subscriber. Additionally, by offering content in a more structured format, Disney Plus hopes to keep users engaged on the platform for longer periods. The decision to introduce ad-supported channels is indicative of a larger trend within the streaming industry. As platforms seek innovative ways to increase profitability and user engagement, the integration of traditional TV elements, such as linear programming and commercials, into streaming services is becoming more common. However, this strategy raises critical questions about the future direction of streaming. Will services continue to innovate and offer unique viewing experiences? Or will they increasingly replicate the traditional TV model in pursuit of higher revenue and longer watch times? The industry's exploration of these questions could significantly impact how we consume digital content in the years to come. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.